Brilliance Audio presents The Unabridged Recording of Meant for You by Michelle Major, performed by Carly Robbins. Chapter 1. Jenny Castelli was late, as usual, but it wasn't her fault. There were simply too damn many people living in Denver, most of whom had descended on the swanky Cherry Creek North neighborhood for lunch this beautiful June afternoon. If life were fair, Colorado natives like Jenny would be awarded some sort of special parking pass for the crowded streets. Unfortunately, the parking gods didn't seem to give a flying fig about her place of birth. During her laps around the block, she'd pass the cars of the friends she was meeting. All three were Colorado transplants, but none had her issues with getting to places on time. They'd order for her, but Jenny rarely ate much during their monthly lunch dates, thanks to the familiar nervous flutter in her stomach. Jenny liked having girlfriends, but she wasn't exactly a pro at the whole "sister is from another mister" vibe. Up until her best friend, Ty Bishop, had met local reporter Kendall Clark 2 years ago, he was pretty much her only friend other than her mother. Everyone knew moms didn't count. Kendall had looked past Jenny's rough edges, and there were plenty, to make her part of a tight-knit group of women that had quickly become Jenny's lifeline. Not that she'd ever admit how much their friendship meant to her, or that she still sometimes expected Kendall, Chloe Haddix, and Sam Carlton to realize that she didn't belong as part of their group. She couldn't help running her mouth, and she didn't get the subtle nuances of female friendship that other women seemed to have been born knowing. She swore under her breath as she rounded a corner to another street lined with cars. Almost immediately, she mentally committed $1 to her son's swear jar. At 12, Cooper was determined to cure her potty mouth, and while she tried her best not to curse in front of innocent ears, all bets were off in traffic. A parking space finally opened only a miraculous half block from the restaurant, and she maneuvered the behemoth of a truck she was driving into it. Part of the reason she was running late was an issue at a job site, so she'd driven one of the hulking Rocky Mountain Landscapes vehicles instead of her own cutie patootie Mini Cooper. She shoved quarters in the meter, flicking a bit of dirt from her jeans with her free hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?